Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to take a thought from verse 7, but I'm going to read down a few verses from verse 1 down through maybe verse 9. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy neck, and chains about thy neck. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you and thank you for the opportunity we have to be in your house this morning. Lord, I pray that you'll help us as we go the furthest of this service. Lord, you know what we stand in need of. Lord, I pray that you'd take the word of God, speak to our hearts. Lord, we thank you for the good word that we've already heard in Sunday school. And Lord, that you're here this morning, Lord, and I just pray that you'd help us to be sensitive to you, Lord, and be as the proverb said, to be a wise man this morning and hear what you're saying to us, Father. Lord, if there's one under sound of our voice that's lost, or maybe one watching by the way of the webcast, Lord, I pray that you'd touch their heart, Lord, this nearest eternity. Father, we love you. We thank you again for the privilege to be in your house. Be with those that are not here this morning. Speak to hearts. Lord, you know what we stand in need of here around Open Door Baptist Church, Lord, and I just pray that your will would be carried out in this place, Father, each time we come and gather together to worship, Father. Have your way, and we give you glory and praise. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' sake, amen. Verse 7 again said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And we know the writer of this proverb is Solomon here. And a lot of the Proverbs was Solomon that wrote these, and these instructions and these great words of wisdom throughout the whole book of Solomon. But God here we find basically gave Solomon the equivalent of a blank check when he appeared to Solomon Gibeon in a dream and asked him, what shall I give thee? There in 1 Kings chapter 3 verses 5 to 10. He didn't ask selfishly, but he asked spiritually. And the Bible says in 1 Kings 3:10 then, the Bible said, and the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. So Solomon became both the wisest and the wealthiest man in the earth because he asked the right question. He asked when God asked him what to give him, he answered the question correctly. And God blessed him, and he just basically gave him a blank check. We know the life of Solomon. We know that Solomon in the latter years, his heart was turned by the love of strange women. But mentally and spiritually speaking, Solomon was the wisest man in the world. He had the right answers when problems arose. And if there's ever been a day that we need wisdom, I believe it's in the day and hour that we're living in. We realize that we have knowledge at our fingertips. We've all be talking about something, somebody asks a question, and we'll Google it, and we know that we'll find out the answer. I mean, it's at our fingertips. Hey, but there's very little wisdom in this world. And the Bible tells us that there in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I thank God for the knowledge of the Word of God that we can get. And apply to our lives. But wisdom comes from God. And if we desire that wisdom, I believe wisdom is knowing how to take the knowledge that we have and apply it to our lives. And it goes on down in Proverbs chapter 1 here this morning. And we see instructions that was given Solomon was given to his son. He said, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent not." You know how to stay out of trouble? Don't let sinners entice you. Hey, don't put yourself in compromising situations. Where do we find that out? We find it out through the Word of God. The Bible says, "Abstain from all appearance of evil." Most of the time, if we'll keep ourselves out of bad places, hey, we can keep ourselves out of trouble. A lot of times, if we can pay attention to what God is telling us in His Word, hey, we can live a life that will have some meaning to it instead of a life of just up and down and in and out. I've seen Christians that are probably saved, but they're just in and out. They're up and down. Why? Because they have no wisdom. Hey, they don't apply the Word of God accordingly to their lives as God has mentioned for them to in their lives. So I want to give you two things and several things under those things that has to do with wisdom this morning. Number one, we see the value of wisdom. The value of wisdom there in verse 2. Again, he said, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. So we see the value of wisdom. Number one, wisdom is greater than monetary power. Wisdom is greater than monetary power. Everybody wants to get rich, don't they? Everybody wants money. Everybody wants influence in this world. Hey, but the Bible tells us in chapter 3 of Proverbs, there in verses 13 to 16, said, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom." Hey, you want to be happy this morning in your life? And I know we say happiness comes from happenings, but here the Proverbs tells us, said, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding." If there's ever been a time that we need understanding, it's today. If there's ever been a time that we need wisdom, the wisdom of God in our lives, in our families, in our churches, I believe it's in 2023. We've seen things come about in our lives that we never thought would happen. And it's just chaos in this world as you look around, not just in America, hey, but there's chaos in the whole universe this morning as we look around. He goes on, verse 14, said, For the merchandise of it, what? Wisdom, is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. So we find here that the Proverbs is telling us that that wisdom is more precious, it's better for your life than the merchandise of silver and gold. Hey, this world is wanting money. I mean, it's even in our churches, our church people. And don't take me wrong, it takes money to live. It takes money to live. Hey, but when we sacrifice everything that's spiritual in our lives, in our families, in our churches, to have money, there's something wrong. We were talking a while ago when Miss Elizabeth run in and she was giving a tract to this lady over there, and the lady said, and I didn't mean it badly what I said. Hey, but she said she worked on Sundays. I said, don't everybody. It used to be that nobody much worked on Sunday, just a few people had to, but now our businesses are open across the land and people are so bound down, they need money and monetary things so bad today, hey, that they feel like that they have to work the weekends, and a lot of cases people will volunteer for work because if they're per diem, hey, they'll make more money. A lot of them make double money. But I'm going to tell you this morning, monetary things are not worth sacrificing our children on the altar of this world. Monetary things is not worth sacrificing the power of God in our lives and in our churches for the things of this world. But we're living in a world that people want the monetary things in their life more than they want to know God. And I'm talking to you this morning about seeking God for wisdom, if I didn't mention it this morning. That's what we need in our lives, is to be seeking God for the wisdom that can come only from Him. We can send our children to college. We can get them a good education. We can acquire the knowledge, hey, that they need to succeed in this life. And we need that. We need it. But the most important thing is for them to acquire the wisdom that can come only from God. God gives us the wisdom to know how to use the knowledge that we have acquired in our hearts, in our mind, to be able to function in this world and to be able to deal with the things that we face in a better way. The value of wisdom. Wisdom is greater than monetary power. Number two, wisdom is greater than military power. Thank God we live in a nation that is known for its military power that we have. I mean, we probably have been, we may not be now, but we have been the greatest nation upon this earth as far as military power go. Hey, we've got the nuclear power weapons that with a push of a button can destroy a nation. We dropped two on Japan back in the 40s there and won the war. And it's sad, though, to see, hey, that we have that kind of power today that we can destroy civilization. Hey, but, you know, these Democrats and these people that are wanting to save the planet, that's all it's all about is save the planet. Yet, you know, the destruction of this world, the environment that we live in, is controlled by the push of a button that military power has been has at their fingertips today. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 16 to 18, the Bible said, "Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than the weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good." So wisdom is greater than military power. Hey, in reality, the Revolutionary War probably shouldn't have ever been won by America, the ragtag army that we had at that time. But God intervened, and He fought against the military power of England, hey, that we were up against. And we see that this nation, because men feared God at that time, hey, they reverenced God, they honored God, hey, but they also feared God, and we find that God intervened, and we won that war and gained our independence as a nation. And now that nation that won that war that probably shouldn't have, had not been for God, and because of the fear that man had of God, the reverence that he had during those days when this country was young and in the early stages, hey, we find that God intervened because of that reverence that man had for God. This country was founded upon the Word of God, contrary to what a lot of people would like you to think. They'd like to wipe that history out. They'd like to wipe those stories of those times when no doubt Washington and his army that he had at that time that was ill-equipped to win a war, hey, that God went before him and won the war for us. Thank God we live in a country like that. Thank God that we have the military power that we have. Hey, but I'm going to tell you, the wisdom of God is greater than that military power. Wisdom is greater than military power. Wisdom is greater than monetary power. Number three, wisdom is greater than mental power. Wisdom is greater than mental power. Like I said, we want our children educated. And we've educated a bunch of kids today, hey, that don't know God, that they walked away from. Some of them that grew up in church, hey, they walked away from what they've been taught. And they went the way of the world, the way of education, the way of mental power to gain what they want in this world. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4 to 9 said, "He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver thee. Wisdom is greater than mental power. Hey, wisdom gives you the ability to rightly apply, hey, the knowledge that you've been given. I thank God for education that we can get in from the world a lot of times, even the schools that we have across this land where people can get educated. But I'm going to tell you, hey, knowledge is worthless and even dangerous without wisdom holding its hand and guiding it in the right direction. And we've seen that today. The educational system that is so corrupt today. Hey, there's a big difference this morning between being smart and being wise. I'd a whole lot rather have some wise teachers, hey, than some that are just really smart. Some that will apply the knowledge that God has given them and allow them to reach others. Hey, wisdom will let a man know that he's lost and he needs to be a salvation. The Bible says, "And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespassing and sin." Hey, I'm glad that we were dead in trespassing and sin. Hey, but the wisdom of God through the preaching of the gospel that's foolish to this world. Hey, the preaching of the gospel is what got a hold of your heart. Hey, that's what the Holy Spirit took that word, convicted you, showed you, hey, that you were a hell-deserving sinner and you came to the knowledge of the truth and you trusted Christ. Wisdom will get you saved. Wisdom will get you saved when you come to understand, hey, that you're lost and you're helpless and you're hopeless, hey, without God in your life. You can get knowledge without wisdom, but a man of wisdom will get knowledge. Hey, I'm glad that when we do get saved, hey, then we begin to acquire the knowledge set in Sunday school. Hey, what a blessing it is to have Sunday school where we can enjoy the blessings of God. We can enjoy the Spirit of God moving and flowing from person to person, and we can acquire the knowledge that we can learn from someone else. We don't all study in the same capacity. Hey, we don't all get everything that we get on our own. I believe it was Abraham Lincoln, I believe, said a man won't borrow from the brains of another, has no brains of himself for himself. Hey, I have to keep my nose to the grindstone, and I have to get everything I can get from studying and looking at other things that other men of wisdom had learned. And you know the things that I use that I find out a lot of times, I'm looking at somebody else's stuff, and they have done borrowed from that man's studies and brains. It's all passed along. You can just get up here and open your mouth so many times and have something to give out. We have to study, and it takes study to teach Sunday school lessons. I tell you sometimes, hey, Sunday school teaching is harder than preaching. Because you got to organize everything, you got to lay it out, and you got to make sure that you're giving the right information that others are sitting there listening to. You get knowledge without wisdom, but a man of wisdom will get knowledge. I'm glad that there's a promise given. Hey, knowledge is learned, but wisdom is given. And James chapter 1 verse 5 said, if any of you lack wisdom, any of you that's saved, that's born again, if any of you lack wisdom, he said, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Did you know if you want wisdom, you can have it? Hey, wisdom will get you out of bed and get you to church on Sunday morning. Hey, wisdom will get you out of bed and to go to the house of God to worship every time the doors are open. Wisdom will get you out in front of the television on Wednesday night and get you down at the house of God. Wisdom will get you off your pocketbook and give some of your money to the Lord, to the Lord's work. Thank God. Hey, we was able to put these lights up because somebody got off their pocketbook and have been given so that we could have the money to put these lights in to pay for a lawnmower that we can keep the grounds up around here. Hey, it takes money to function. I'm not saying, hey, that we shouldn't do what we can to make money and trust the Lord. Hey, but we ought to get off of our pocketbook and use the wisdom to do what God told us to do to give back to Him. That's just a simple thing that God teaches us to do. And He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Hey, you can't outgive God. You come here too late to tell me, hey, that if you'll be faithful with your giving and what God has blessed you with and be a part of missions and the work of the church, hey, God will bless you. Wisdom will keep you out of debt so deep that you can't pay for your bills. Did you know that? Wisdom will give you a little discernment on how to handle your money. Wisdom will give you the ability to raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. This Bible is filled with instruction, hey, that'll keep you out of trouble. So we see the value of wisdom, first of all. And then, secondly, and lastly, I just said I had 2 points. The volume of benefits, verses 3-5. Said to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. A wise man will hear. So, if you're a wise person, did you know you'll hear? A wise man won't tune out what's being preached across the pulpit or in the Sunday school class if they want to do what's right in their life. Some people's filled with rebellion. They got to get that rebellion out of their heart before they can hear. They've got to get that rebellion out of their heart. A wise man will hear. If you're going to be wise, you're going to have to pay attention to what the Bible says. You're going to have to read your Bible. You're going to have to study your Bible. And then not only are you going to have to read it and study it, you're going to have to apply it to your life. If we would live our life according to this Bible, there'd be less divorces. There'd be less murders. There'd be less drug addiction. There'd be less alcoholism. Hey, they'd be less children that's being abused. And it takes wisdom. Verse 4 again, he said, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Hey, a person with wisdom will have some discretion in their life. They'll know who to hang out with. They'll know the places to go, where not to go. They'll know the things to partake of in their life on a daily basis. I still believe that verse where it says, train up a child in the way it'll go, and when it's old, it'll not depart from it. I believe that if we train them up in church, and that's no guarantee, if you carry your kids to church, that is just really no guarantee that they're going to go to church and serve God. You know where it's all going to stem from, isn't it? Home. They know what's going on in the home. They know what mom and daddy are in the home. They know the honesty and the integrity of mom and dad in the home. They know what we're watching on television in the home. They know what we're, the fussing and the fighting that's going on in the home. They know all those things. to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. Then again, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. When we begin to take what we learn and what we've been given and we begin to apply it to our life, we begin to live by that in our life, then we find out the volume of the benefits that comes from wisdom. Number one, wisdom produces goodness. Hey, I promise you, if this world would live according to this Bible, hey, there'd be a whole lot more goodness. We look around and we see all the wickedness, the evilness. Hey, that's all you ever hear about, ain't it? The news is just filled with wickedness. You get on Fox News, if you got that app on your phone, open it up. There's nothing good there usually that you can see. The movie stars are divorcing. They're having all kinds of things going on. There's all kinds of immoral people that's out there that you're seeing. All kinds of things going on in this world. People have no shame anymore. There's not much goodness in this world today. As we look around, we see all the hatefulness that you go down the expressway and you see the hatefulness of man. We're not careful, we get caught up in that road rage and all those things going on. That's why they end up killing people out here. There's just no goodness. People's in a hurry. People don't have wisdom. Hey, wisdom will keep you out of prison. Wisdom will keep you out off death row. James chapter 3, verse 13 said, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation or manner of life his works with meekness of wisdom." So wisdom produces goodness, but also wisdom produces meekness or gentleness. That word meek, it means mildness of disposition, gentleness of spirit, meekness. The Bible said that Moses, we looked at this here a while back about meekness, one of the Beatitudes. Hey, Moses was considered the meekest man in the world. Meekness toward God is that disposition of spirit in which we accept His dealings with us as good and therefore without disputing or resisting. When we get to that point where we're meek in spirit, hey, we're more susceptible to receive the things of God, the Word of God in our lives. Wisdom produces goodness. Wisdom produces meekness or gentleness. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation or manner of life his works with meekness of wisdom. Not only wisdom produces meekness or gentleness and goodness in an individual, hey, but wisdom produces power in your life. James 3:17 said, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, and then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Wisdom produces power over sin in your life. We all face sin. Every day we face sin. We have to deal with sin. And I believe that if we have the wisdom that God wants us to do, it'll produce the power that in our life that we need, the power over sin to be able to conquer those things that comes in our lives. Hebrews says, "Seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset." I think every one of us has got a besetting sin that we have to deal with. And without the power of God in our life, without the wisdom to know how to deal with that, hey, we'll never overcome that and we'll never conquer that in our lives. Lay aside every weight and the sin. The power to overcome those weights. The power. Wisdom produces power over sin. If we confess our sins, He's faithful, just to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hey, I'm glad that we have 1 John 1:9. Hey, if we didn't, we'd be in a mess this morning. wisdom produces power over sin. It produces power over strife. Over strife that comes in your life. You know, we're susceptible to get caught up in strife over things that really don't matter. Because why? We want our way. We want our way. But wisdom will produce that power over strife that we're susceptible to sometimes. Over stubbornness. Hey, we can all be stubborn. Rebellion is as witchcraft, and stubbornness, the Bible says, is as iniquity. It's wicked. Our stubbornness, when we're stubborn against the preaching of the Word of God, the things of God in our life, hey, then we can't be pleasing to God. But wisdom produces the power to overcome stubbornness. Most time people don't want to overcome stubbornness because we're selfish. We want our way. So wisdom produces power over stubbornness and over selfishness. It'll help us to overcome ourself. You know our biggest problem is self, our selfishness. You know why people are not faithful to church most of the time? Is because they're selfish with their time. They want to go their own way. And if there's ever been a time, I believe that we need to seek God in wisdom to know how to deal with our selfishness and to have the power to overcome that, is today that we're living in. Not only wisdom produces power over sin, over strife, over stubbornness, over selfishness, but then over snobbiness. You know, we ought to be the friendliest people in the world. We ought not turn our nose up at other individuals because they're not doing as well as we are. Because they're not coming to church. Hey, everybody you come into contact with, hey, they're not churchgoers. And we ought not be snobby toward them, hey, because they don't go to the same church that we do, that they don't believe the same way that we believe. And if we're not careful, we'll get a snobby attitude toward those that don't believe like we do. We think, hey, we're the only ones that's right. We'll get snobby toward them. We'll think that we're better than they are. The volume of benefit. Boy, there's this on and on and on. The volumes of benefit from the wisdom of God in our life that can get us to where the point that we need to be with Him in our relationship and seeking God. I mean, if there's ever been a time, I believe that we need to seek God today. It's the day and hour that we're living in. Not many people seeking God. And churches are hurting today, hey, because of COVID and things that took place in the last 2 or 3 years in the around us, and people have quit going to the house. They're fearful. The Bible said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I've claimed that verse over in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Hey, if we have the wisdom of God in our life, I believe it'll overpower that fear of this world and what's going to happen to it. Hey, if we get to the point and place where we allow wisdom to control us and to direct our steps, I believe we can have the victory over fear in our lives. Everybody is fearful today. Everybody's fearful. Wisdom produces power in our life. I believe understanding the value of wisdom and the volume of benefits from wisdom. So where is wisdom obtained? Where are we going to get that wisdom? Proverbs, our text verse, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hey, we get to that point and place where we reverence God and we honor God in our lives and we have a healthy fear of God. It's going to produce some wisdom. It'll produce that wisdom. Proverbs 9:10 said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So when we develop that healthy fear of God, the way that God is designed, and now that word fear, and I've been took to task about that before, hey, the word fear is to be afraid of. That's one of the meanings. But the Bible definition for that word fear is a reverential trust of God, honoring Him. And when you have the right kind of reverential trust in God, hey, there'll be a healthy fear of the things that can destroy your relationship and bring you to that point in place, hey, where you're just cold and indifferent and you don't want nothing to do with God. Fear would destroy your life and your relationship with God of this world and this world's thinking. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It'll bring you into a rightful relationship with God. And the knowledge and of the holy is understanding. When we get a hold of the holiness of God, then we're getting to the point where we can acquire the wisdom that was needed in our lives. Psalms 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is beginning wisdom, a good understanding. Have all they that do His commandments, His praise endures forever. So that word fear means to reverence or to have respect for God. And until we get to the point and place where we have that holy reverence and respect for God, hey, we can't expect to have no wisdom. When we know that know God, not just about God, hey, but when we know God, we'll respect and reverence Him, I believe, and that is the beginning of the knowledge that we need to rule our lives and to bring us into a rightful relationship with God. Seeking God in wisdom, if there's ever been a day that we need to be seeking God, I think it's today. Not many people seeking the Lord in their lives and in their families, in their churches. Hey, our schoolhouses are a little more than a mess today. Hey, there's the problem that the parents shouldn't have no authority over what's being taught to our children. That's hogwash. That's the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of God tells you, hey, to train up your child. Not to turn them over to a God-denying government, hey, that wants to overrule the authority of the parents. We need wisdom to know how to raise our children. We need wisdom to know how to conduct ourselves in this world. Hey, when we know God, hey, we'll get to know ourselves and discover we're not as wise as we think we are apart from Him. We need the wisdom of God this morning. In other words, this morning, we're completely dependent upon God. We need Him in our life. We need Him in our everyday walk with Him, not just on Sundays and Sunday nights and Wednesday nights. Hey, but we need Him 7 days a week. We need His wisdom to be manifested in our lives where we'll know how to deal with things that comes our way. Outside of the wisdom of God, we'll make an utter mess of our lives and our families and our churches and everything that we're about. If there's ever been a time that God's people need to seek Him in wisdom and for wisdom, I believe it's the day that we're living in. Let's pray. Lord, we praise You and thank You for Your Word, Lord, that where we can acquire that wisdom. Lord, if we'll seek it out in the pages of this Bible that You've given us. Lord, You've given us instructions to know how to lead our lives and how to conduct ourselves in this world. And it's sad, but we look around and not many people following Your instruction book this morning, Lord. But I pray that You'd help us, Lord, that we'd get a hold of the fact we need wisdom. We don't just need knowledge, but we need wisdom to seek that knowledge that You've given us. Lord, as we go through this life, Lord, and God, I just pray that You'd help us, Lord, from a day-to-day basis. Lord, we realize none of us have arrived, but Lord, we need You daily in our lives to be able to even witness to people, to tell others about You and about the wisdom of God. And Lord, about the plan of salvation that in Your infinite wisdom that You devised before the foundations of the world. And Lord, that still active today in this time that we're living in. Lord, that You're not willing that any should perish, but Lord, that all men should come to repentance, Lord. And I pray that you'd help us to be about your business, Lord, of soul winning and doing the things that's right in this world, setting the example, Lord, to a lost and dying world. We love you, and we thank you again for the privilege we have to meet on a Sunday morning, Lord, in your house, Lord, to praise you. You said if we're two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'd be in a mess. Lord, we praise you for that. And we pray that you go with us, meet back with us this evening. We'll give you glory. We'll give you praise for all that you do and all that you accomplish. In Jesus' name, Jesus' sake, amen.